Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Ira Melman reporting U.S. presidential candidates are taking an even closer aim at each other. Hillary Clinton is pressing into reliably red Arizona Wednesday as she tries to steal a Republican state away from Donald Trump. Her rival, reinvigorated by the FBI's new email review, was laser-focused on Florida, a marquee battleground state he can't win the White House without. With less than a week until Election Day, both candidates are warning of dire consequences if the other is elected. Meanwhile, political maneuvering continues as the election approaches.
The renewed FBI probe into Clinton's use of a private email server while Secretary of State has pushed the issue of her trustworthiness front and center, and Trump wasted little time in seizing on it.
This is the biggest political scandal since Watergate.
Clinton may be on the defensive, but she's also lashing out at what she believes are Trump's character flaws in the final days of the campaign.
Donald Trump is out there stoking fear. Disgracing our democracy and insulting one group of Americans after another.
One of the longest and most divisive U.S. election campaigns will come to a close next Tuesday. And for many voters, the end can't come soon enough. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
An analysis of satellite data suggests no one was flying Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 when it plunged into the Indian Ocean in March of 2014. The Australian Transport Safety Bureau released their report Wednesday as experts gathered in Sydney. This is VOA News.